So Joel Schrock, American voter in New York City, good morning.
Good morning.
Is it a little quiet there at your polling station at this hour?
It is quiet. There's a few stragglers coming in here, and looks like it might be picking up a little bit now.
Well, you know, I'm trying to keep my voice kind of soft, Joel. It seems to me sometimes that voting is a little like golf, you know? Not a lot to see, but a whole lot happening. How big of a deal is this to you this morning?
Well, you know, it's a pretty big deal. It's been a very contentious election. I think there's a lot of sound bites and anger going back and forth. And, you know, it's up to some of us who still care about the issues to show that there's voters who will vote on the issues and not the candidates and anger and so forth.
So last week on The Daily Show, Obama said his message in 2010 is something like change you can believe, but referring to some tough political realities he's had to deal with. Is today the voters' chance to say change but to Washington?
You know, I don't think it's really that as much as just a continuation. I mean, I think in 2008, a lot of young voters came out and voted for the issues, not necessarily the candidates. And I think I really hope that continues again this year.
Joel Schrock, one voter, one election day, one nation, changing again.
And on the line with us now from Mount Clemens, Michigan, is WDET listener Julie Matuzik. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning.
So we've been hearing a lot of people in the weeks leading up to the elections that voters are apathetic, but you're fired up to go to the polls today. Why?
Well, you know what? They're going to hold the election whether I vote or not, and somebody's going to get elected, and they're going to make decisions that affect my life. I want to participate in that.
Okay, so what do you think? What do you think is your first priority that you would want Congress to handle?
To not repeal health care.
That's what you're voting on today.
That's what I'm voting on today.
And what are the – go ahead.
Well, I was just – I think that's one of the most – I don't think it's gone far enough, but it's clearly one of the most important things we need that Congress has passed, and we need to preserve it.
Okay.
I don't understand what the big uproar is about. We're allowing people to purchase insurance.
Allowing
at a more reasonable rate, and it'll cover more things.
Julie Matuzik voting in Mount Clemens, Michigan. When are you planning to go vote, Julie?
As soon as the polls open at 7.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Julie.
Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. John Hockenberry here with Celeste Headlee on this election day, where the top story is, of course, voting all over America generally, and particularly for you, Dallas Gunnels in Oklahoma City. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, John?
You're voting in what district there in Oklahoma?
Oklahoma City, John.
Oklahoma City. All right. Then listening to us on Ketchum, Oklahoma's 107.5 KOSN-FM and Stillwater's 91.7. A shout-out to all the listeners there at KOSU-FM. Dallas, are the issues more important to you or the candidates?
I think it's the issues. The issues. Definitely pro-labor and raising the education level, the funding for the national average here.
And so you're more focused on ballot measures in your district than you are on whether somebody's a Tea Partier or campaigning with or against Barack Obama. Is that the case?
Definitely. I stand on a stern, blue-collar, pro-union and pro-labor stance here. I think that Democrats and the unions have taken quite a hit the last 12 years, and we need to do whatever needs to be done and get out and vote to bring this all in.
And it sounds like you made up your mind a couple of years ago. No commitment problem there for Dallas Gunnels. Have you visited the polling station yet? When are you going to vote?
Well, as soon as I get off work this evening, as all working men do, I'll be there about 6:30, 7 o'clock this evening.
Where do you work, Dallas?
I presently work at a union station downtown Oklahoma City.
All right. Dallas Gunnels is a union man voting in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.